It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to call this one Connection and talk a little bit about connection and community the next few episodes. Steve Jobs, about 13 years ago, stood up in an event and he told people that a computer would be in a phone, right? It's kind of wild. I mean, nobody thought that was possible. Like, I'm not even like early tech age, but I'm old enough to like, you had a computer in the house. You know what I mean? Like there was one or maybe two if you had a little money and everybody wanted to use it. And like, no, everybody, like you couldn't do, everybody needed a turn, right? And Steve Jobs at this event told people that a computer would be in a phone. And he said that you can take pictures, even use it as an iPod, which was like incredible. Like, you really mean I could put music on this thing? And it would change the world forever. That was almost 13 years ago. We didn't know what it would lead us to. We didn't know how connected we would be. The App Store was released. I mean, it was just a whirlwind of like possibilities, really. A lot of people were rushing to learn how to design apps because Apple now, you know, created this beast. And I am so grateful for social media, the internet, phones, obviously. I'm on mine all day long. You can, everything has been streamlined, right? You can buy and sell your stocks now just on an app on the phone. But what I don't think we were all prepared for was this devastating, like, I don't think we were prepared for the wave to slowly recede and uncover the damage that it necessarily has done. I do not think that if you turned back the clock, I don't think that it solved the disconnect issue. I think in some ways it made us more disconnected, right? In some ways it opened up this Pandora's box of a world where you don't really have friends, a world where you may be social media or have, you know, but you have anxiety for people. But you know what I mean? Like you have a lot of Facebook friends, but nobody in real life. It caused an era where people could lie about who they are. Caused an era where people would joke and say things that you know they wouldn't say to your face. You're a human being. It opened up a place where Christians can watch every single person's live stream if they want. That's not healthy for you. And it turned into smartphones and stupid people, where you would play or read a book or do something. You know, I was coming home the other day and I needed to run an errand, but my son wanted to go to the house. We had a quick turnaround because of soccer. And I said, look, you're not going home to turn the television on or use your iPad or anything like that. And my son said, no, Dad, I'm going to go home and I'm going to be a kid. And I'm just going to do what normal kids should be doing. I mean, he said that to me. That's why activities outside are so essential for kids. That's why you connecting with people is so essential. Because if you're not careful, this thing will backfire on you and produce greater pain. And ultimately, this is a tool that should strengthen our connection with God. We're going to talk about it after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
So there is a place in moderation, kind of like food, where you can't excess these things or they won't be the blessing that they're supposed to be. And ultimately, there are two areas that we need to learn to connect more in. One is to the Lord and one is to people. Can the internet and mobile devices strengthen those relationships? Yeah, absolutely. They end up hurting people most of the time. We used to have Thanksgiving. We do these holidays. Well, we don't used to. We still do. When we have these holidays, it's normal for you to come to our house and there'll be a basket in the middle of basket when you walk in the door to put your cell phone in because we're going to connect. We're not going to sit there and spend our time on our phone. And the first year it was so awkward and bizarre, right? We're kind of looking at each other like, what are we doing? What do we talk about? We can't check our phone. It was the most awkward thing. Stuff that we used to do all the time without mobile phones. And now people are trying to figure out what to do. Well, we moved. And last year, we barely got into our house, tried to do a Thanksgiving, had a lot of people over. And somebody walked in the door and we forgot the basket for the cell phones. And by the time somebody came to me and said, hey, do you have a basket? We want to kind of put our phone in it like we used to. I'm like, oh no, okay, yeah. And I grabbed the basket. And when I went to put it by the front door, I realized everybody already laid their phones down. There was like a pile of phones when you walked in my house. People crave connection. And God wants you today to put, look, community and connection is so essential. And truthfully has everything to do with the local church. Funny, on Easter weekend, Resurrection Power weekend, we talk about this. Everything to do with the local church. Because I believe that God wants us to be more connected than ever before to each other and to God. And we have to put into perspective what real life really is. Most people, if you delete their online profiles tomorrow, they wouldn't have a life. If you deleted mine tomorrow, nothing literally would change in my life. I don't waste all my time on it. What am I supposed to do with this stuff? I have real life. Today, when I'm done recording this, it's going to be literally, I went to bed last night and said to my wife, I wish I had 5 more hours. And I wake up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. There's so many things and so many awesome people and so many appointments and so I love it, man. It's incredible. My life wouldn't change. But for many people, it would. And so today, I want you to think about community and connection. I want you to think about the people in your life you need to touch base with. You need to touch the power of a personal touch. That's what T.L. Osborne wrote in his book. You need to see people face to face. Give them a hug. You know, spend time with people that you love. That's essential, man. More than your phone. At the end of the day, you know how many times I ask somebody about their, every time I see them, I ask people about their mom all the time. If you're close to me, I probably ask you how your mom's doing. Why? It's important you keep those relationships strong. It's important that you, you know, I realized when I wasn't seeing my mom a whole lot, I knew I only had a limited time to see her. Make every effort to love those with you to strengthen your connections. That's it for today. We got a Good Friday episode tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.